Good afternoon. You are listening to Verum Sports. And I tell you what, regular listeners of Verum Sports will know that we love following the Cheetahs. It's their off-season, but so much is happening for them. But of course, I love this time of year. It's the International Series here in London over the next 4 weeks or so. Just so much firecracking American football for us to feast upon. And I know one of those going to Spurs at the weekend is a very happy Panther. It's welcoming back to the show the phenomenal Connor Wilson. Good evening, Connor. How are you?
Good evening, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing really, really well. As I said, I just love this time of year. I love the fact that there's pros and cons to the globalisation of sports. But if you're a fan of NFL, as we are, I mean, it's just phenomenal to have it on the doorstep. And I know you must be super excited for a big one on Sunday.
Absolutely, mate. I mean, you know, their first game with the Panthers versus the Bucks was Thursday night game, and we ended up losing only 2-3 weeks ago, so it's good to get revenge, and it'll be good to do it in at the Tottenham Stadium, and it'll be good to watch it firsthand and watch Christian McCaffrey do his thing. So yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, totally, it's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll dissect that in just a second. I want to go back in time just a week to the first bout of action in again, it was at the Tottenham Hotspur Arena last weekend. Do you know what? I was chatting to Ben Weeks and he called it good. He went Oakland. I was convinced that a fired up Mac would just devastate. He was surprisingly subdued. Chuck his record, Gruden, coming to London, appalling beforehand. I saw them last year and they were just absolutely almost wet blanket-esque against the Seahawks. So I was real confident that Chicago would do the business. They made a fight back. It was a great game, but credit to the Oakland Raiders in the, you know, what Chucky's getting done there. And they move on, get a great W last week.
Absolutely. I think you're right. A lot of people didn't expect the Raiders to come out as well as they did. And, I mean, what a game to go to. It was back and forth the whole way. You had touchdowns called back. You know, it had everything you ever wanted in a game. And I really feel like the Bears are missing Trubisky massively. But, I mean, what a great game to go to for the first one. What a way to kick off the series.
Yeah, do you know what? Absolutely. And if you were neutral, or if you'd never seen American football before, it really was a phenomenal advert for the phenomenal game of American football. And what's always awesome is that, you know, you'll experience it this weekend. I know you've had the pleasure before, but it truly is international. Of course, obviously, you know, the respective fans from the respective teams are in town, but there's people going to be there from France, from Germany, from Belgium, all over Europe, and, you know, all over America. It's the closest to sort of a Super Bowl-esque environment that you're going to get, and so much knowledge is there. The sport is absolute dynamite here in the UK right about now, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. And, you know, you've got also the tailgating, which everyone sees as a big party, but it's really not. It's just a place where football fans come together, they enjoy a bit of banter, they just chat about the game, and it's just a really nice environment. You know, some environments with sport can get quite toxic, quite hostile, but not this. It's just everyone is so open to everyone's thoughts, everyone's there just to see a great game of football, and it's really unlike anything I've experienced before going to see a sport.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I say this every time I get to chat to you guys. If you've never followed American football before, please just take a moment, invest, get over your kind of prejudices of it, stop, start, and blah, blah, blah. Just invest, pick a team, follow them for a season. I absolutely guarantee that by the end of it, you will be absolutely enthralled, because it is just one of the most dynamic games, so, so nuanced, but at its basics, so, so simple as well. And the athleticism week in, week out just blows my tiny little fragile mind. And I know that is definitely going to be the case on Sunday. Jaguars, Panthers, your Panthers. Panthers, a great win last week, 3-2 they moved to. Jaguars, who are, of course, almost London's own, or perennial come to our city, 2-3, slightly flattering to deceive. But again, any given Sunday and all that. Real quickly, though, on this one, I know you're a Panther. It's usually about Superman Cam, but my word, you mentioned him right at the top. McCaffrey, 237 yards from scrimmage. If you had him in your fantasy side last week, you are off the charts, aren't you? The guy is just, my word, he's on fire.
I've followed McCaffrey since his college debut. I'm absolutely in awe of the guy. He's just an absolute athlete who produces those numbers at college, and he did consistently. He was second runner-up in the Heisman. In my opinion, he should have won it. But he's just been absolutely phenomenal wherever he's gone. And, I expected him to break out this season, but not like this. He has put in a real big stamp on the MVP candidacy. If he carries on like this, a lot of records are going to get broken this season.
I mean, look, it's such a phenomenal sport, as you and I both know. But it is always these kind of freaks who kind of elevate in a league of freakish athleticism that just do these crazy things. His footwork is just acceleration, just astonishing. And, you know, really is almost with Cam's downish, he's almost saying, look, you know, anything Cam can do, I can do infinitely more. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're yet to see a fully fit Cam in the past sort of 3 years. So I think if Cam takes his time getting his injury sorted in his shoulder and comes back like the 2015 MVP Cam, I mean, the league needs to watch out, because the Panthers could be very, very dangerous, especially with, you know, the defense with Luke Kuechly, and, you know, we've got brought in Gerald McCoy from the Bucks. So we've got a good D-line, a good strong core, and our DBs are really starting to show as well. So, they're on the way up, which is always nice to say as a Panthers fan.
Do you know what? I love Kuechly. His engine is just amazing. And he's one of those guys, you know, like in a similar vein, he is in his own way a kind of a star of the league. But unlike certain players, and again, these kind of elite kind of McCaffreys or Mahomes QB at Kansas City, he's just so kind of calm and just goes about his business. But nevertheless, you can discern palpably he is a leader, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone looks up to him. And, you know, he I don't know if anyone saw it, was the All or Nothing, the Amazon Prime series that starred the Panthers last season, and he refused to say he was a good football player. He said he was good at watching film. So that means he just watched tape on other teams. That's what he said he's good at. He said he's not good at playing football, he's good at watching tape of other teams. And I think that's some humility and humbleness that you don't see in many players. I think that's why he's a leader, is people know how much he works, how hard he grinds, and you know, people look up to that. But he is also freakishly talented, which he doesn't give himself props for, so that always helps.
Absolutely, but that football IQ is also one of those premier things that does separate the wheat from the chaff. I know you're going to go back in Panthers. I'm going to follow suit, I'm sure. I think McCaffrey's going to have another big game. Jaguars are one of those teams. I quite like their new QB at the moment. Name escapes me. I struggled, I think, the last couple of weeks, but showed huge potential. They're one of those teams, again, much vaunted D, but slightly kind of underwhelming. But, as we always say, any given Sunday and all that.
Yeah, well, I mean, we played the Jags the weekend just gone. We're playing the Bucks on Sunday. But the QB in question, he's Gardner Minshew. And, yeah, he looked really good on Sunday against us. His pocket awareness is great. And I really think that he can blossom into a good QB. Be interesting to see their situation when Nick Foles comes back, obviously Super Bowl winning QB. So I think that's a good team to follow, especially as they're London's team. It'd be good when they're coming over, and if you get a chance to go watch them.
Yeah, so you're dead right. Apologies to Tampa Bay fans. They are the team that are going to be colliding with your Carolina Panthers this very Sunday at Tottenham Hotspur Arena. Great arena, by the way. Anyway, moving on. There's so much going on, I know, even in the off-season, with family cheaters. And that's one thing that we love here at Verum Sport about you guys, is that what a season it was for you, the cheaters, in your first season back at Championship 1. Right down to literally the final game gave you a chance at playoffs. It meant you finished with a winning season in that first season back. I know, obviously, slight disappointment come the end, but I'm sure you would have taken that, you could build on it. But so much else going on, flag teams, young teams, ladies. Connor, put us in the picture of all the great events upcoming with Family Cheaters.
Well, I mean, if you're between the ages of 13 and 18 and you want to get involved in the sport, we have our Academy Day, which is 20th of October at 1:30 till 4 p.m. at St Albans Rugby Club in Oakland Lane. And it's a great way if, you know, you're a bit shy to the sport, or you're not sure if you want to play, you know, football or rugby, or you want to do something completely different. I really recommend coming down. We've got a great plethora of coaches who are willing to help out, and it really is a family, especially with the young lads. We go away and do a camp, which is a weekend long, all everything football. We just go do classroom sessions, we do on-field work, so it's a really nice environment, and it's a great bunch of kids down there. So if you fancy coming along to that, that's on the 20th of October at 1:30, and then we have a senior rookie day, which is come and try out if you're a bit older. That's any age, any gender, anyone, you know, any shape or size. We accept everyone. That's the 10th of November from 1 till 4. And so if you fancy coming down, trying a new sport, I mean, everyone's always more than welcome. You know, we always watch the NFL afterwards as well. So if you want a place to come watch, come down to St Albans Rugby Club.
Awesome. And as always, Connor, in closing, we're going to follow you every snap of the way. We appreciate that you're ambassadors for your great sport. And, you know, you really do get in and amongst the community and, you know, do all that local sport is all about. It's not just on the field. It's about engaging, and you do it brilliantly. How can we learn more? What's the best way online and, of course, across social media?
Of course, if you go onto Facebook and just search Hertfordshire Cheetahs AFC. We are very active on Facebook. We constantly responding to messages. So if you have any questions, you can hit us up on Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, it's @HertsCheetahs. And if you want to drop us an email, it's just info@HertfordshireCheetahs.com. And we're very active. So if you have any questions, please just drop them as and when.
Absolutely perfect. Seriously, do go check them out, follow them. You can listen to them, of course, all season long here at Vellum Sports, but do engage, try something different. You could fall in love, and I tell you what, they just are all embracing, very very professional, but very very family orientated. We love the Cheetahs. And Connor, what can I say to you? Enjoy your international series experience, and I salute you as always. Have a great evening. Thanks for your time just now.
Cheers, Tony. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Top man. Much obliged.